Well, lockdowns cause havoc for businesses and individuals trying to make a living, of course, and Sydney's is no different. So after appeals for more help, the Commonwealth and the New South Wales governments have announced billions of dollars in new assistance. About 500,000 businesses will receive weekly payments, and some workers will be eligible for more money too. Stephanie Boris, our political reporter, has been watching this unfold this afternoon. Steph, let's start with businesses. What are they to get from this package?
Hello there, Linda. Well, small and medium-sized businesses affected by this lockdown will from tomorrow be able to apply for financial support, but there's still no clear date on when that money will actually be handed out, the indication being relatively soon. It will be available to businesses that can show their turnover is 30% less than normal, and they'll receive anywhere between $1,000 up to $10,000 per week for as long as this lockdown goes. The cash, though, will be given out on the condition that businesses keep on all of their staff. Now, the cost of this, about $500 million a week. The New South Wales and federal government will be sharing that cost. And this is a support package that will also be offered to other states if they end up in the same situation. And it will only be coming into place once a lockdown reaches the four-week mark. Now, it was just last week when the federal government dismissed the need to provide additional support to New South Wales, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison today has said due to the ongoing risk of COVID spreading in Sydney, obviously the position has changed.
Clearly here in New South Wales, the situation has taken a very different turn. The New South Wales outbreak has proved to be more severe, more dangerous, and it's in the national interest that we now put in place an upgraded set of arrangements for cooperation with the states and territories that will first be put in place here with New South Wales when lockdowns enter into more protracted situations.
Scott Morrison there. Steph, what's being offered for individuals who are struggling financially?
So the official title is the COVID-19 disaster payment, which is already in place. But what's been announced today is the rate of payment changes once you enter that fourth week of lockdown. So at the moment, it's $500 a week for people who lose more than 20 hours of work a week. That will go up to $600. And at the moment, it's $325 per week for those who lose less than 20 hours a week. That will go up to $375 a week. Now, that is being paid for by the federal government. That goes straight to individuals. It's their responsibility to call Services Australia and apply for that money. But interestingly, today New South Wales did announce that they will be helping people outside of the lockdown areas if they've lost work because of what's happening in Sydney. So, for example, in regional areas, a number of businesses are doing it tough because they're not getting their usual clientele from the Sydney area.
There have been plenty of calls from business and welfare groups, as well as some medical experts, for this kind of support, especially for the less wealthy in the community. How is the New South Wales Premier casting it?
So the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, today said she was hopeful that this financial support would provide peace of mind to people in the community, and as a result, we'll see more people respect the rules. She was asked about what does this mean now for the lockdown? How much longer is it going to go? She says, well, this support means that everyone needs to follow the rules, but she's not giving any timelines to us just yet.
What this does is give us peace of mind and a breather for everybody, in that when you provide that economic support for individuals and businesses, it gives us the freedom to do what we need on the health side by asking everybody to respect the advice that we're providing, but also having that confidence not to leave the house unless you absolutely have to.
Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier there. Stephanie Boris, our reporter.